Pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters, today the power of Christ daily, the 6th of March 2016, not worthy of Jesus. Not worthy of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today is Sunday and many, many Christians will be going to church, but they will not know, many do not know this scripture. I'm telling you, many do not know the scripture, that is why their lives also do not change from glory to glory. Glory to glory means our life is changing in line with what the commandments of Jesus Christ are. If you love me, keep my commandments. Many times, people begin to think that they love Jesus Christ, but they do not know that Jesus has actually written it down in the Bible as to how we should love him. We should love him. He said, if you love me, you will be keeping my commandments. Meaning, when you keep his commandments only, he considers us loving him. When we don't keep his commandments, he considers us not loving him. But this is misunderstood, ignored, or do not know, and false teachers do not want to teach this because they want numbers. They want to just please everybody and say that, yes, they are teaching a different Jesus. Now let's see exactly what Jesus has said here on that issue. Matthew 10:38. And he who does not take his cross and follow me daily, he is not worthy of me. He is not worthy of me. Jesus is saying, you know, if anyone does not take his cross and follow me daily, he is not worthy of me. Earlier in Luke 9:23, he says, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself, pick up the cross daily. Now what is this, deny himself, pick up the cross daily? Set aside selfish, self-seeking interest. Selfish or self-seeking interest. Set aside self-seeking interest. Selfish interest. Selfish, self-seeking is broader definition than selfish. In any nation, others come first. Others come first. And Jesus used to work very, very hard. He didn't care about his own health, his own needs, his own hunger. He didn't. He continued serving the people. Self-seeking interest cannot be serving God, cannot be serving Christ. Must take up the cross daily. Daily. So every time we have something, our heart says this and that, we have to check, examine ourselves to see, is this thing that the heart is telling us, is it self-seeking, selfish? If it's self-seeking and selfish, you command it to shut up in Jesus Christ's name, stand down. Heart, you stand down in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not follow this line of thinking and be renewed in the mind, in the spirit of your mind, Jesus says. So we command our heart, our minds to renew, to know. Jesus said self-seeking, selfish interest will not, means we are not following Jesus. We are not conforming to his example. And willingness to endure. You know, take up the cross daily means willingness to endure whatever may come. Because knowing fully well that for a child of God, whatever comes, Father God, Jesus Christ has allowed it to come. And it is for our good. For it is our good. Because all things will work for the good of those who love God and are the called according to his will. So whenever, whatever comes, we give thanks. We give thanks and we tell our heart and mind, this is for my good. This is for my good. Jesus Christ will make it work for my good. So I will endure. I'll go through. I will not react. I will not go against people. I will just bless them. Those who persecute us, we bless them. I will love them. When you begin to command your heart and mind to do this and let it go, first of all, one thing is certain. Your health will improve. Your health will improve. You'll have peace and peace in your heart. Otherwise, you'll end up chasing this, doing this. Let's stop them. Let us go against them. You do all that. That means you are declaring to the world and to Satan that I don't trust Jesus Christ to settle this for me. Now, when Jesus, then do nothing. Do nothing, is it? No. Then the Holy Spirit will tell you to do what? Will make you move to do the right thing. Bless them. And then supposing they're persecuting in your work, you bless them. And then you wait, you endure. And then you see something, you will be justified. You will be justified because something along the line will happen. And if nothing is happening and you felt in your spirit that you look for another job, you look for another job. because it may be Jesus, it is the way that Jesus moves us by default. He doesn't want you to be in the job. So he begins to move you with some difficulties there. But first you must endure. First you must examine and say, did I cause it? Did I cause it? If I cause it, then I must ask for forgiveness from the employer even, and ask forgiveness from Jesus Christ, and repent, and then do the right thing. Now, supposing that you check and you know this is just persecution. Now persecution will come because the ruler of the world is Satan. The ruler of the world is Satan. Even the employer or the immediate superior may not know why they don't like you. But suddenly they may not like you. Why? The spirit in them, which is not of Christ, will not like the spirit in you, which is the Holy Spirit. So otherwise suddenly people are acting against you, you better understand that it may simply be a battle in the spirit. It's a spiritual battle between two forces, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit actually no battle, he can fix them once and for all because he is God, and the evil spirits. But the evil spirits try to provoke you because they can't fight against the Holy Spirit, so they provoke you into tempting you to react and act like them, act like people of darkness. So that's why the provocation coming, provoke you to act like them. So when they begin to provoke you to act like them, and you fall into the trap without calling blood of Jesus, casting out in the name of Jesus, not understanding how the spirit world works, then of course, you have been trapped. They trapped you. And you end up doing what the world will do. That means you didn't pick up your cross. You didn't deny yourself. And you didn't keep the commandments of Christ. So now if genuinely you want to keep the commandment of Christ, and this happened, you will of course repent and say, sorry Jesus. And the Holy Spirit knows, Jesus Christ knows, Satan also knows you want to follow. And Jesus Christ covers you with his blood and guides you again. He creates circumstances. Now, if you don't care, you just want to do, I'm fed up with these people, I will take action. Then you're not a child of God. Because one, you cannot have the power of Christ even. Power of Christ won't work for you if you go and do your own thing, your own way. We have conformed to my example in living, Jesus says. Like yesterday, believe me, Jesus says. Believe me. When I say believe me, I'm not believing me, Christy Lutz. Jesus says, believe me. Deny yourself. Believe me and believe my Father also. Believe me. Believe my Father and believe me. Now, believe me. That what? If you do not pick up the cross, You're not worthy of me. Believe me and deny yourself. When Jesus said, he said, believe me, you know. So, whenever I say something like that, if the Spirit, Holy Spirit has unctioned me to speak like that, you must understand, not believing me, Christy Lewis, I'm a man. Don't bother believing me. Believing the scriptures. Scriptures. Believe me and deny yourself. Do not believe false teaching. Do not believe false teachers. This is a command, you know, he says, if you do not pick up your cross, you're not worthy of me. You're not worthy of me. What is picking up the cross? Conforming to his example in living and in need be suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in Jesus Christ. Whatever happens, we do not react with control, self-control. Jesus has given us self-control through the Holy Spirit. But you must exercise self-control by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Now, that's why yesterday when I was talking about cigarettes and this and that, people don't want to exercise self-control. When you have been guided, when you know, when these kind of things happen, do not buy cigarettes. But if you buy cigarettes and keep it in your car or somewhere, you think you can overcome cigarette addiction? No way. No way. Actually, being foolish, you're actually blaspheming the name of Jesus Christ. You do not buy, you do not keep. And when the addiction comes, you shake and shake and shake. Yes. But you don't have it nearby, the addiction will go by. The withdrawal symptoms will go off. But if you have it nearby, you will not have self-control. You will pick up the cigarette and smoke. And the devil knows this. Now he's going to fix you. Because the devil is just waiting for you to do something that Jesus Christ told you not to do by using his blood, by using his name. Now, many churches do not know, many people do not know, you can use his name, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can command your body to be still and not crave for these things. That's why when Jesus Christ told the sea to be calm, the stormy sea, the surface became like glass. When Jesus Christ was going into Jerusalem, and a lot of people are following him and making a lot of noise. And the soldiers told him, tell your people to be quiet. He replied, Jesus Christ replied and said, if I tell them to be quiet, even the stones will rise up and call my name. Even the stones will rise up and call my name. Why? Every molecule of sand was created by Jesus Christ and they know. Who are the dodos who do not realize? It's we human beings. Believe me means believe him. Believe him that you are not worthy if you do not pick up your cross. And if you are not worthy, do you really think you can get the support, all the power can flow to you? Now he has done it on the cross. All has been settled. It is finished, he said, and he gave up his ghost. He gave up his life. He gave up his spirit. It is finished. Every time you do something, doesn't mean he's going to get up and now do something for you. No, it is all done. The whole benefits are sitting in the spiritual plane. The spiritual world is sitting down there. For us to receive it, receive his power, we must apply his name. We must apply the blood. And then for us to get the thing going in the righteous way, we must pick up the cross and deny ourselves and self-control. Now if you do not have self-control, then you go and get self-control. How? Look at there's a fruit of the Spirit. There's a segment called Fruit of the Spirit. Go and search it in the graceoflife.com. The Fruit of the Spirit. You put the Fruit of the Spirit in the Power of Christ daily page. There's a page in graceoflife.com. And you put that one, the key, in the search, it'll come out. And you listen to that again and again. You'll see that. How you'll get the self-control from the fruit of the Spirit. You have to take up the cross. If you deny yourself, pick up the cross. You don't do, you're not worthy of Him. You're not worthy of me. Believe me, He says, deny yourself and pick up the cross. Otherwise, you're not worthy of me. Now, brothers and sisters, this is fantastic. This is actually very important. Although it looks like, very tough. No, no, it's not. Take my yoke and learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me. Burden is light. Yoke is easy. Burden is light. Because why? He gives you name and power, his name. But you must apply his name. You say, I'm a Christian and you don't apply. Then you are a false Christian. You do not call on his name and you do not call on the blood of Jesus Christ and then such things are coming to obey and pick up your cross, deny yourself and pick up the cross. Then you are not a Christian. Why? You are not worthy of him and you are not disciples. This looks like opposite to the whole world's teaching. Really. But this is what is written down. And false teachers now, to make it feel good for your flesh, they will take this scripture and that scripture and twist it and turn it and use a Hebrew translation which nobody else can check right. And they'll take one obscure Hebrew translation or Greek translation. They won't tell you the other translation. They'll take and fix it, force a meaning to let you know, no, he doesn't mind. He is not meaning this. He is meaning something else. Hey, you read for yourself, brother. You read for yourself, sister, and see what it means. Don't try to allow these people to tell you something. It's false teaching. And then, finally, who pays the price? We pay the price. If I do not go and search the scriptures myself and do not see what he says, go and look at Amplified, go and look at your Bible, go and look at any Bible and see what he says. And then you don't want to follow that. You try to follow some false teacher who's telling you this way and that way and every which way and covered the importance of the statement. He who does not take up his cross and follow me daily is not worthy of me in Matthew 10:38. Then what? Then tomorrow when our body dies and we're facing him, he decides to tell, I don't know you, get away from me, you workers of evil. Then what are you going to do? You think the false teacher is going to be there to support you? You think the false teacher is going to be the one who is going to take you to heaven? You think the false teacher is going to settle you when you don't listen to this? Didn't deny yourself. You bought iPhone 5, iPhone 6, iPhone 25. No money also buy. Run up the credit card like crazy because no self-control. Continue not denying yourself. Continue smoking, continue buying the cigarette, continue buying the booze, the liquor, whatever, and keeping there. And then suddenly you say, I cannot control. You are not even doing the first step of control. First call for control is what? That's why when a drug addict goes into a rehab, what they do? Do they have drugs around? They'll put him in a room and lock up. And even chain sometimes. Why? He may hurt himself. And then he'll be vomiting and screaming and all that. The withdrawal has to take place. I know I'm speaking to one particular person today because I counseled him and he's still buying this thing and keeping it there. And then he say he wants to follow Jesus Christ. It's a joke. Why? The devil knows you are doing this and he will harm you. He's already harmed us so much. Do you want to not be harmed again and again? Brother, sister, I'm telling you, self-control, self-interest must not help. Self-seeking must not help. How? Blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you will overcome. Do not, first step in overcoming addiction is do not buy, do not go near people who are doing it. I had to stop seeing my friends. Why? Not that they were not drunkard. I was a drunkard. I was a drunkard. So I told them all, I follow Jesus from today. So and they were also giving me business, you know, these people, their close friends and giving business. They got other companies giving business. And I tell them, when I come to their office, I only go in the afternoon and all that. And then after I leave before 5, 4 something. Why? In the evenings, when we go to the pub to relax or whatever, I end up drunkard. So when I follow Jesus Christ, I don't want to get... And they are not drunkards, you know. They are well-controlled people. They were not demonized like me. But I was demonized. So first step is I will not go meet. Even business meeting, I won't go to the pubs. No. Until some years later, when Jesus told me to go and minister to one person, and they said, I only see them in the pub. In that particular pub, the person said, I went and saw him. And then, all about Jesus, and later on, he accepted Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I had to deny myself, pick up the cross. I had to stop buying. I had to, in fact, throw away all the liquor. In fact, the other servants who come here, they want to pour away expensive bottle of wine and whiskey, and they pour away. Why? They do not want this anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, deny yourself, pick up the cross, or not, you are not worthy of Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying, brothers and sisters, this is the truth. Amen.